The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my fingers into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning once again. My name is Father Gerald Osuago. Today is my first Mass with you. I am being assigned as the Associate Pastor here at Holy Family, South Pasadena. Originally, I'm from Nigeria. I came from a family of 8, 4 boys, 4 girls. And I am number 6 in my family. Number 6 in the line, right? Good. I was ordained a priest on the 23rd of August, 2008, in Nigeria. And I served for 5 years before I was called to come and help here in United States. Then here in United States, the first parish I was assigned was in Lancaster, Sacred Heart. I served there for 7 years. Then I was reassigned to Our Lady of Grace in Sino, and most of them are here today. I was there for 3 years, and this is my 3rd assignment. Growing up in Nigeria, I attended a high school, but way before that, I became an altar server at the age of 10 years. And since then, I have never left serving God, and I would die serving God. So at the age of 10, my mom encouraged me to join the altar service. Even way before that, as a little boy, I remember each time we go to church, because in Nigeria, you must go to church every Sunday. If you don't, you're in trouble. And in those days, my dad would take all of us and we'd go to church. And whenever I go to church, I will always sit at the front pew. And I will be there looking at the priest, how he does his things. And I never knew what he was doing. But what I remember is every Sunday when I go home, I will sit at my own table and I begin to practice what the priest does on the altar. That was how I became so much interested, so much engrossed in doing that. So, When my mom told me that it would be nice that I become an altar server, I said, oh, yes, I will do that. And I remember the very first day I served at Mass, when I returned back home, my dad gave me money, and I was very happy. And he told me each time he sees me serving on the altar that he's going to give me something. I said, oh, yeah. So from that moment, I never left serving on the altar of God. Then after my high school, I told my parents that, you know what, I want to be a priest. My dad said, no. How can? I said, no. It is either being a priest or nothing. Then, they thought I was joking, but I was not. My dad kept pushing me to go to college. I said, nope, I want to be a priest. I remember the very first day I left for the seminary, my mom cried. Because I was very close to her. She cried a lot, but I was telling her, well, it is what it is. I want to be a priest. You can't stop me. So that's my journey. I joined a seminary. I was ordained in 2008. That's it. And I love being a priest. And nothing will stop me from being a priest. So keep me your prayers. I need your prayers, please. So, my dear friends in Christ, today is my first Mass here with you. You know, as a new person, I might make mistakes. You may not understand me. Please bear with me. Like today's first reading, we have been told that we are brothers by the virtue of a baptism. And as brothers, we have to welcome each other. We have to tolerate each other. And also, when we remember that in heaven, we are all one, so we have to start being one here on earth. That is the message of today. And in the gospel of today, as we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas, we heard the gospel when Jesus appeared to the disciples after his resurrection. Thomas was not there. But when he was told that the Lord has appeared, he said, oh no, unless I put my finger, without that, I will not believe. And Jesus reappeared again after a couple of days. And he called Thomas, now come and put your finger. And Thomas did. Immediately, Thomas said, my Lord and my God. I think this is a great profession of faith. You know, as human beings, it is a normal thing that we doubt at times, yes. It is normal. But when we have an encounter with God, it should be a moment of total surrender. The moment Thomas encountered Jesus and professed his faith, he totally surrendered and gave his life and gave all he heard, his energy in propagating the gospel. And that is what we have to remember today. Jesus is telling us, we have encountered him in so many ways. We have experienced him in so many ways. We have to totally believe in him and surrender our lives. We have to share our experiences with others so that others will believe, so that others will experience the goodness of God as we are experiencing his goodness. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we celebrate this feast today, we have been challenged to share our faith with others. We are being reminded that so long as we keep believing and trusting in Him, He will never disappoint. We are being reminded that it is a moment of evangelization. In any way we can tell people, in any way we can allow people to see God's goodness, we have to do that. After Thomas experienced or encountered Jesus, he gave his entire life. That is why in India today, Thomas is being recognized as one of the strong pillars. We can also do the same in our own little ways. All of us may not be evangelizers, we may not be preachers, but that is a gift that God has given to you. Put those gifts to work. That is it. Whatever gift that God has given to you, put that to work. You can make a difference. And together we can do it. So let us pray today in this Mass that God will continue to bless us, that He will continue to enlighten us, that our faith will never fail. Like Thomas, when he experienced Jesus, he surrendered. That our own experiences will help us to surrender entirely and continue to propagate the message of love, the message of Christ. Please may you rise.